I know you've been enjoying your time off and you've been chilling and relaxing and trying not to think about the pressures of school and life, and maybe you didn't expect to hear from me this week, but what can I say? The quiz life never stops. And why should it when I've got another week of fun and learning? I'm your quiz master, Cassie Delaney. And here's how this works. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've got 5 rounds with 4 questions in each round. Every correct answer earns you a point. Then we have an added bonus round with 3 points for every correct answer. At the end, I'll reveal all of the answers so you can add up your score. You can play on your own to try and beat your previous score. You can play with your siblings if you're still talking. Or you can team up together and show your parents just how smart you truly are. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round 1. General knowledge. Number 1. What type of currency is used in Japan? Number 2. This week, POTUS Joe Biden visited Ireland. But what does POTUS stand for? Number 3. Name the fictional detective created by Arthur Conan Doyle. Hint, he always appears with his best friend and sidekick, Watson. And number 4. How many legs does a lobster have? What do you call a snake that works in the government? A civil serpent. And here are the general knowledge questions again. Number 1, what type of currency is used in Japan? Number 2, this week, POTUS Joe Biden visited Ireland. But what does POTUS stand for? Number 3, name the fictional detective created by Arthur Conan Doyle. Hint, he always appears with his best friend and sidekick, Watson. And number 4, how many legs does a lobster have? Round 2. Nature and science. Number 1. What type of animal is a bottlenose? Number 2. The sun is the closest star to the earth. But how close is it? Is it A, 93,000 miles, B, 930,000 miles, or C, 93 million miles away? Number 3, what type of energy do solar panels use? And number 4, what is the name of the process by which a gas turns into a liquid? What you call a famous turtle? A celebrity. Okay, here are the nature and science questions again. Number one, what type of animal is a bottlenose? Number two, the sun is the closest star to the earth, but how close is it? Is it A, 93,000 miles away, B, 930,000 miles away, or C, 93 million miles away? Number three, what type of energy do solar panels use? And number four, name the process by which a gas turns into a liquid. Round three, entertainment. Number one, what is the name of the wizard in The Lord of the Rings? Number two, which band sang the song Yellow Submarine? Number three, which fairy tale character wore and lost her glass slipper? And number four, what is the name of the island where the dinosaurs live in Jurassic Park? Why did the tomato cross the road? To catch up with his friends. Okay, here are the entertainment questions again. Number one, what is the name of the wizard in The Lord of the Rings? Number two, which band sang the song Yellow Submarine? Number three, which fairy tale character wore and lost her glass slipper? And number four, what is the name of the island where the dinosaurs live in Jurassic Park? Round four, art. Number one, an image created by sticking down paper cutouts, often from magazines and newspapers, is known as what? Number two, what is a secondary color? Number three, what is the name of the famous graffiti artist who remains anonymous and whose work often features rats, a character wearing a hoodie, and a girl holding a balloon? And number four, Andy Warhol is a famous artist in the pop art movement. But what food can you see featured in his images? Why did the cookie go to space? To see if it was out of this world. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Here are the art questions again. Number one, an image created by sticking down paper cutouts, often from magazines and newspapers, is known as what? Number two, what is a secondary colour? Number three, what is the name of the famous graffiti artist who remains anonymous and whose work features rats, a character wearing a hoodie, or a girl holding a balloon? And number four, Andy Warhol is a famous artist in the pop art movement. What food can you see featured in his images? Round five, sport. Number one, what sport is known as the beautiful game? Number two, true or false, the frisbee was first called the Whirlow Way. Number three, who is the captain of the Irish women's soccer team? And number four, what sport involves players sliding down snow-covered hills? What did the grape say when it got stepped on? Nothing. It just let out a little whine. And here are the sport questions again. Number one, what sport is known as the beautiful game? Number two, true or false, the frisbee was first called the Whirlow Way. Number three, who is the captain of the Irish women's soccer team? And number four, what sport involves players sliding down snow-covered hills? And now for our bonus round. Listen carefully to these what am I riddles. Number one, I am always hungry. I must always be fed. The finger I touch will soon turn red. What am I? Behind. What am I? And number three, I have a heart that doesn't beat, a mouth that doesn't speak, and a golden head that doesn't shine. What am I? And now it's time to correct our quiz. Round one, general knowledge. Number one, what type of currency is used in Japan? The yen. Number two, this week, POTUS Joe Biden visited Ireland. But what does POTUS stand for? It's President of the United States. Number three, name the fictional detective created by Arthur Conan Doyle. He always appears with his best friend and sidekick Watson. That's Sherlock Holmes. Number four, how many legs does a lobster have? The answer is 10. Round two, nature and science. Number one, what type of animal is a bottlenose? It's a dolphin. Number two, the sun is the closest star to Earth, but how close is it? Was it A, 93,000 miles, B, 930,000 miles, or C, 93 million miles away? The correct answer is C, 93 million miles away. Number three, what type of energy do solar panels use? Solar panels convert sunlight into electrical energy. So they use sun or sunlight as their energy and they convert it into electrical energy. Number four, what is the name of the process by which a gas turns into a liquid? It's condensation. Round three, entertainment. Number one, what is the name of the wizard in The Lord of the Rings? It's Gandalf the Grey. Number two, which band sang the song Yellow Submarine? The answer is The Beatles. Number three, which fairy tale character wore and lost her glass slipper? That's Cinderella. And number four, what is the name of the island where the dinosaurs live in Jurassic Park? It's Isla Nublar. Round four, art. Number one, an image created by sticking down paper cutouts, often from magazines and newspapers, is known as what? A collage. Number two, what is a secondary colour? It's a colour that comes from mixing two primary colours together, like purple, orange, or green. Number three, what is the name of the famous graffiti artist who remains anonymous and whose work often features rats, a character wearing a hoodie, or a girl holding a balloon? The answer is Banksy. And number four, Andy Warhol is a famous artist in the pop art movement. What famous food is featured in his images? It's the Campbell's soup can. Round five, sports. Number one, what sport is known as the beautiful game? Soccer. Number two, true or false, the frisbee was first called the whirl-away. That's true. Number three, who is the captain of the Irish women's soccer team? The answer is Katie McCabe. And number four, what sport involves players sliding down snow-covered hills? Skiing. And now to correct our bonus round, what am I? Number one, I am always hungry, I must be fed, the finger I touch will soon turn red. What am I? A fire. Number two, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? Footsteps. And finally, number three, I have a heart that doesn't beat, a mouth that doesn't speak, and a golden head that doesn't shine. What am I? The answer is a pineapple. And that is it for this week, folks. Remember to add up your score and try and beat them again next week. I'll be back then. More questions, more jokes, and lots more fun. Until then, have a great week back in school. Bye-bye.